you bribe the right politicians in the right order at the right time, you can trade the nuclear warheads for medicine, and it's not even a crime. $1 on clinical trials, $600 on making you dead. Your leaders aren't evil.
Wishocracy. How to let billions of people say whether the next marginal public dollar should buy another nuclear weapon system or fund another pragmatic clinical trial without routing the answer through lobbyists, committees, and middlemen. On Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, the studio audience picked the right answer 91% of the time. The phone-a-friend expert? 65%. Your entire system of government is phone a friend. You phone 535 members of Congress who don't know the subject, aren't trying to answer your question, and are being paid by one of the answer choices. Then you act surprised when the answer is wrong. On Washonia, we found the same pattern 4,297 years ago. Random crowds outperform credentialed experts on every question where the expert has any incentive to lie, which in government is all of them. So we stopped phoning friends. We built a system that asks everyone. We named it after ourselves, which your species would call branding. Wishocracy replaces committees with code and representatives with mathematics. It lets 8 billion people collectively decide how to allocate contested public budgets without having the answer quietly rewritten by lobbyists, committees, or people whose main qualification is seniority. The difference between this and Congress is like asking 200 bureaucrats what you should have for lunch versus asking your stomach. Your stomach has never once funded a colleague's lunch out of professional courtesy. Your species is already making brutal trade-offs. Every extra dollar for nuclear weapon systems is a dollar not spent on pragmatic clinical trials, pandemic defense, transit, housing, or anything else. Your current institutions hide that fact by slicing the budget into committees, subcommittees, and jargon until nobody can see the trade-off clearly enough to object. Wishocracy drags it back into daylight. Ordinary polling is useless here because it lets people live in a fantasy where scarcity does not exist. Ask humans whether they want more spending on defense, healthcare, education, infrastructure, and also lower taxes, and many will cheerfully say yes to all of it because the poll never makes them pay for one preference with another. Wishocracy does. Every answer is a relative trade-off under finite resources, which is why it measures budgets instead of vibes. How Wishocracy allocates high-level priorities. Anyone can submit a priority proposal. Wishocracy allocates the part of a budget that genuinely requires collective judgment, cross-domain trade-offs, shared infrastructure, and other public goods that markets handle badly. It's Kickstarter, but backed by the GDP of nations instead of your friend's credit card. What Wishocracy actually decides? The hard stuff. Allocation across competing priorities where there is no honest price signal. High-level trade-offs. Nuclear weapon modernization versus pragmatic clinical trials. Pandemic surveillance versus missile defense. Warhead dismantlement verification versus submarine recapitalization. Shared public goods within a domain. verification satellite network versus on-site inspection capacity, bridge inspection versus port cybersecurity, trial matching infrastructure versus research data interoperability. Everything else is execution. Engineers build. Operators operate. Researchers run studies. Markets and domain-specific institutions handle the parts where direct user choice or price signals actually work. Wishocracy governs the part where the species has to decide what the next marginal public dollar should buy. How it works. Pairwise slider allocation. Your brain can't rank a list of 20 priorities. It gives up around item number 7. But it's much better at a local trade-off between two things. So instead of asking, rank these 10,000 priorities, the system shows you 2 at a time and asks, how would you split $100 between these 2 priorities right now? Nuclear weapon modernization versus pragmatic clinical trials. Pandemic surveillance versus missile defense. Bridge inspection versus port cybersecurity. You drag the slider, submit your split, and do this a few times with different random pairs. It takes 5 minutes, less time than you spend choosing a Netflix show, and considerably more important. Millions of other people do the same. An algorithm aggregates all these pairwise allocations into funding weights. No filibustering, no horse trading, no senators holding one priority hostage because they want a weapons plant, research park, or bridge in their district. Not everyone has to answer every pair. If you do not know enough about pandemic surveillance versus missile defense, you can skip it. This is how useful knowledge systems already work. A tiny minority writes Wikipedia articles, a somewhat larger minority edits them, and the overwhelming majority just reads. The crowd doesn't need everyone doing the same job. It needs enough informed people doing each job. Selective abstention is a feature, not a bug. Better to skip a pair than inject random noise because you felt obliged to have an opinion. Low overall participation is still a risk, so the system needs thresholds, weighting, or fallback modes when engagement is too thin. But letting people answer where they actually know or care improves signal quality relative to mandatory guessing. One domain may still have its own internal allocation system. Health can have patient-directed trial participation. Science can have peer review or prize markets. Transit can have writer feedback. Markets can still handle things with prices. Wishocracy sits above that layer, steering the part that actually requires collective choice. One is the engine, the other is the steering wheel. You need both unless you enjoy driving into walls. Why this actually works? Math warning. When millions of people make pairwise choices, something almost magical happens, by which I mean statistically inevitable, which is the only kind of magic that works. Random pairs prevent gaming. Corrupting your current system requires buying access to 535 members of Congress, which is so affordable that every major industry does it simultaneously. Corrupting Wishocracy would require bribing 8 billion random voters. And the only way to bribe 8 billion people is to offer them something they actually want, which is the system working correctly. The attack vector for Wishocracy is giving people what they voted for. Your security vulnerability is democracy. It's also immune to marketing. There's no ballot measure to link to, no vote yes on Proposition 7 ad to run. Each voter sees random pairs, so the only way to advertise is to convince people your proposal is better than whatever it happens to be compared against, which is just making a good argument. Your species finds this deeply unsettling. Independence is structurally guaranteed. SuraWiki identified 4 conditions for crowd wisdom: diversity, independence, decentralization, and aggregation. Your elections destroy the most critical one. First past the post voting forces strategic voting. People pick the viable candidate rather than the best one, so each ballot reflects what voters think other voters will do rather than what they actually want. It's an ant death spiral. Each ant follows the one ahead, the leader follows the last, and the whole colony walks in a circle until it dies. pairwise comparisons can't death spiral because there's nothing to vote strategically about. Which matters more, pragmatic trials or nuclear modernization? Has no spoiler candidate, no wasted vote, no reason to care what your neighbor picked. You just answer honestly. When millions of people answer honestly, you get wisdom. When millions of people game a two-option system, you get two candidates that 330 million people chose from 330 million people, and nobody likes either of them. Statistical models, Bradley Carey and PageRank, extract global preferences from individual comparisons. The same math that ranks Google search results can rank humanity's budget priorities. Google uses it to find cat videos. You'll use it to decide whether the next marginal dollar buys a warhead or a clinical trial. Progress. Outliers cancel out. The guy who votes fund my personal jetpack gets drowned out by the millions voting for things that are at least attached to reality. Wisdom of crowds emerges. Remember the 91% versus 65% gap from Millionaire? Your species already proved that random people outperform credentialed individuals at picking the right answer. Wishocracy just applies this to questions that matter. Example with real numbers. 5 million people vote. Each makes 20 comparisons. That's 100 million data points. The algorithm processes them in seconds. Output, allocate 27% to nuclear weapon systems, 41% to pragmatic clinical trials, 18% to pandemic defense, 14% to everything else. No committee meetings were harmed in the making of this budget. It's democracy without the shouting. The stupidity is still there, but it's evenly distributed across millions of people and thus cancels out. Your species calls this the wisdom of crowds. Mine calls it obvious. About half of the 847 civilizations I've advised adopted some version of wishocracy. The other half voted against it, which turned out to be the last thing they voted on. But direct democracy has been tried? Yes, badly. You tried asking everyone. It went poorly, but not because asking was wrong. Your species has run 4 major experiments in direct democracy. Each one failed for a specific, diagnosable reason. None of those reasons apply here. Athens voted to execute Socrates and to invade Sicily, which destroyed their navy and lost the Peloponnesian War. The failure mode was mob rule. Demagogues gave emotional speeches, crowds got excited, irreversible decisions happened before lunch. Wishocracy has no speeches, no candidates, no charisma. You cannot execute a philosopher with a pairwise comparison between infrastructure projects. California propositions let voters ban same-sex marriage, Prop 8, 2008, while spending over $700 million per cycle on ballot measure campaigns. The failure mode was majority rule on fundamental rights and unlimited advertising on binary yes-no questions. Wishocracy is scope-locked to bounded allocation questions. You cannot vote on who gets to marry and presents random pairs. There is no ballot measure to buy ads for. Brexit reduced a 100-dimensional trade policy to a single binary question, then asked 33 million people to evaluate it with less information than they used to choose a phone plan. The failure mode was voter incompetence on complex policy forced into yes-no. Wishocracy asks pragmatic clinical trials versus nuclear modernization, not leave a 27-country trade bloc, yes-no. Pairwise comparisons between concrete trade-offs are the exact kind of question crowds answer well. Swiss referendums denied women the vote until 1971. One canton held out until a federal court forced the issue in 1990 and banned Minarect instruction in 2009 with 57.5% support. The failure mode was unbounded scope. Any question could appear on the ballot, including questions about who counts as a person. But the Swiss system is also the closest working model for the parts that do work. Turnout averages 45%. Decisions are granular, and the country has not collapsed. Wishocracy keeps the good parts, distributed decision-making, regular participation, and scope locks away the bad parts, voting on rights, voter fatigue from 50-page ballot packets, 5 minutes of pairwise comparisons, not a weekend with a legal dictionary. Every criticism of direct democracy is actually a criticism of bad aggregation on unbounded questions. Athens failed because it used majority rule on everything with emotional manipulation. California failed because it uses binary yes/no on complex policy with unlimited ad spending. Wishocracy uses pairwise comparisons on scope-locked questions with no advertising surface. Same species, different math, different result. Your current system is phone the friend, but your friend is being bribed. That 91% versus 65% comparison is actually generous to your politicians. Phone the friend experts have three advantages over members of Congress. They're trying to get the right answer. A senator deciding between more nuclear modernization and more pragmatic clinical trials is trying to get reelected. These are different objectives. One of them occasionally results in a sensible budget by accident. The other one does it on purpose. They're selected for knowledge. You phone your friend who knows history for history questions. Your appropriations chair got there through 30 years of seniority and prolific fundraising. At no point did anyone check whether they could price one extra warhead against one extra clinical trial. When a senator receives money from a defense contractor and then votes on defense spending, you call that lobbying, which is the same thing but with a syllable that makes it sound boring enough that nobody gets angry. So your current system isn't 65%, it's phone the friend where your friend doesn't know the subject, isn't trying to answer your question, and is being paid to say B. Against that baseline, 91% seems less like a modest improvement and more like replacing a broken compass with GPS. The 26-point gap is a floor, not a ceiling.
Here's the part your economists should find uncomfortable. Trivia is the best case for experts. There's one correct answer. The expert either knows it or doesn't. Nobody is paying them to say Constantinople when the answer is Istanbul. No lobbyist is taking them to dinner. Their career doesn't depend on getting it wrong, and they still only hit 65%. Governance decisions are worse for experts on every dimension. The right answer requires knowledge no individual has. Friedrich Hayek won a Nobel Prize in 1974 for explaining why. No central planner, no matter how brilliant, can aggregate the dispersed knowledge that millions of people carry about their own priorities, their own risks, and their own willingness to trade one outcome for another. No committee knows how much the public actually values one less warhead relative to one more pragmatic clinical trial. But the public does, and a system that asks all of them knows more than any committee ever could. Experts have financial incentives to give the wrong answer. On Millionaire, nobody pays the expert to lie. In Congress, it's the business model. Experts are selected for the wrong criteria. On Millionaire, you pick your smartest friend. In Congress, the selection process optimizes for charisma, name recognition, and the ability to stand at a podium without saying anything career-ending. The overlap between this skill set and knows which public goods deserve the next marginal dollar is, as far as I can tell, zero. So if crowds outperform experts by 26 percentage points on questions where experts have every possible advantage, the gap on governance decisions, where experts are compromised, poorly selected, and missing most of the relevant information, is almost certainly larger. The 91% versus 65% gap is the floor. The ceiling is the Soviet Union, which was the most ambitious phone-a-friend experiment in history, a small group of credentialed experts making resource allocation decisions for 286 million people. It ran for 69 years. It did not go well. Why markets solved this, and why you still need wishocracy? Hayek's solution to the knowledge problem was markets. Prices aggregate dispersed information automatically. If millions of people want more of something, the price goes up and producers make more. No committee required. Your species has been doing this for thousands of years, and it works so well that you barely notice it, the way you barely notice breathing until someone puts a pillow over your face.
But markets have a blind spot. They only work when someone can profit from the solution. Markets are good at shoes, mediocre at healthcare, and terrible at shared public goods like pandemic surveillance, arms reduction verification, basic research infrastructure, and anything where everyone benefits but nobody can capture the return privately. These are called public goods, and markets handle them the way your cat handles a bath.
Wishocracy is what you build when you need Hayek-style information aggregation but can't rely on price signals. It takes the same principle, millions of individual decisions aggregated into collective intelligence, and applies it to the things markets won't touch. It's the free market's missing organ, the part that funds what's important instead of just what's profitable. Hayek diagnosed the disease in 1945. On Wishonia, we built the cure several millennia earlier. Better late than never. From priorities to projects, where wishes become tasks. Great, so the pairwise slider allocation tells you pragmatic clinical trials matter more than nuclear weapon modernization. Wonderful. Now what? Having a priority without a plan is just a wish, and wishes, as a rule, don't cure anything or dismantle anything. Wishocracy translates that priority into action. AI breaks it down. An AI takes the high-level priority and breaks it into thousands of smaller, concrete, fundable tasks. Expand pragmatic clinical trials becomes build trial matching infrastructure. That becomes integrate hospital data systems. Build open verification tools for warhead dismantlement becomes contract satellite imagery analysis. Every impossible problem is just a series of possible steps arranged in a line. Your species figured this out for building pyramids 4,500 years ago, but keeps forgetting to apply it to government. The Bounty Board. The system posts these tasks to a global marketplace. It's like eBay, but for whatever priority the public just chose. Wanted, expand pragmatic clinical trial. Bounty, $10 billion. Wanted, build open verification tools for warhead dismantlement. Bounty, $500 million. The world competes. The best teams from around the world, from MIT to some kid in a garage in Lagos, bid on these tasks. The system funds multiple approaches in parallel. The ones that show promise get more funding. The ones that fail lose funding instantly. It's venture capital, but for public goods. Your species already uses this method to decide which restaurants survive and which phone apps get downloaded. Time to try it with the things you keep pretending are too important for competition. Why the algorithm is the constitution. Your species has a habit of writing beautiful rules and then immediately finding people to break them. Your constitution guarantees free speech, and your government classifies documents. Your laws prohibit bribery, and your lobbying industry does it with a receipt. Every protection you've ever designed relies on humans to enforce it, and humans can be bought, threatened, promoted, or distracted by a sufficiently interesting scandal. On Wishonia, we tried enforcement-based protections for about 200 years before concluding that constitutional constraints enforced by people are just suggestions with better typography, so we put the protections in the math. Algorithmic protections. Rules nobody can break because they're not rules. Scope. The domain is defined before the voting starts. An allocation ballot can ask nuclear weapon systems or pragmatic clinical trials. An arms control ballot can ask verification satellite network or on-site inspection capacity. A health ballot can ask trial matching infrastructure or research data interoperability. It cannot ask who counts as a person, which religion gets banned, or whether your senator's cousin deserves a bridge contract. You can't deposit a sandwich at an ATM. The machine doesn't accept that input. Transparency. There is no back room where a committee quietly edits the answer. All comparisons, allocations, and outputs can be published. Not because a law requires it, but because the system is designed without a hide this part button. Corruption resistance. Your current system can be captured by a manageable number of lobbyists bribing a manageable number of people in a manageable number of rooms.
Wishaughnessy raises the cost dramatically. There is no single appropriations chair to buy, no single committee hearing to dominate, and no single swing vote to purchase. Most of the money never passes through a room with a door you can close. Bodily autonomy. You can vote to allocate budgets. You cannot vote to control someone else's body. Not by majority vote, not by executive order, not by a very convincing TED Talk. On Wishania, the shortest law on the books is still self. What Wishaughnessy measures? Wishaughnessy measures one thing, how people want a bounded public budget split. It does not tell you whether the public is morally correct. It does not prove which policy is causally optimal. It does not replace evidence systems. It answers a narrower and more important question than your current institutions usually answer. What do people actually want the next marginal public dollar to buy? If the answer is 27 cents to nuclear weapon systems and 73 cents to pragmatic clinical trials, that is already more information than most elections produce after 2 years of campaigning, $3 billion in ads, and a national shouting match.
Thank you so much for taking the time to end war and disease. But if at any point you decide you're too busy, please press the share button on your glowing rectangle in case one of your friends have a free afternoon to end war and disease instead. And if you're too busy to even do that, please leave a really, really, really good rating and review so we overcome the pro-war algorithmic suppression and find someone with more spare time for ending wars and diseases. The good review doesn't have to be true. They don't check. But if you're too busy to even do that, the absolute least you could do is take 15 seconds to go to warondisease.org and make your wishocratic allocation, telling us what fraction of humanity's resources should go to explosions versus clinical trials, and vote. If the 1% treaty passes, your vote will be personally to blame for saving 38.4 lives and preventing 6.9 million hours of suffering. Go to warondisease.org right now. Love you. Bye.